Large. Can you write it down on paper? If you are using paper, write large life. Large. If you've been around, let me ask your neighbor, how's your weekend? Let me ask your neighbor, how's your weekend? Now answer back, so, nice. Okay. Oh, by the way, James is back with his wife. Your wife has gone. Where is she? So you put your wife at the back and come and stay at the front. James, that's not fair. All right. Okay. We'll talk to them. We'll talk about that later. Great. Hallelujah. And if, I wonder, they didn't put his picture, his video on the platform while he was dancing with her. Did you see any of this on the platform? Was it on the platform? Oh, that's not fair now. I saw some flying around. So, James, put some on the platform now. Did you do the ballet? We didn't see that one either. Okay. All right. Beautiful. I have a problem. The problem is that I wish I was taught well when I was growing up. I was not taught well when I was growing up. I had this thing about life that is just too narrow. So let's deal with large life today. You'll be miserable, really be miserable in your life if you grow up knowing only what you know now. Because the life ahead of you takes more than what you are thinking you know now. Just like the life in primary school cannot be compared to life in secondary school. That is larger, right? And the life secondary school is not as large as the life post-secondary school, right? Right? What happens to many of us is usually we get trapped in a particular way of life and we think everybody else must conform to that. But that doesn't happen to us in secondary school. In primary school, there was a way we were living our life. The secondary school changed all that. Am I right? And then secondary school, many of us will go to class. They will give us our timetable. University, nobody ever asked you to come to class, right? Nobody ever forced you. There was no assembly line. And then, if you are not careful, you will miss your steps there, and that may cost you something in the future, right? Now, that's for academics. But the same thing with your life. Your life as a whole. If you are not careful, you will limit your life to what you think you know now and whatever is circulating. Now, why am I talking about this? This affects your prayer life. See, when it comes to prayer, many of you will say, what am I praying about? I pray for a job, pray for visa, what else? Pray for who to marry. No, don't pray. Look. Just look around. Your eyes will serve you better. And pray for somebody to come and tell you something. I don't want to pray. So here you are. Now today, let's talk about a larger life. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 4. 1 Chronicles 4. And that will affect our prayer. Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. Maybe it's read NLT. Maybe it'll make it better for us. Let's look at NLT. There was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. Wow. So, likely, he had brothers. Likely, he was the last born. Likely. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? If you are Joseph at the age of 10, at the age of 15, 16, 17, in your father's house, what would be your prayer point? Imagine you don't know Joseph's life. Can I ask you? Who want to try? What will you pray for? Surely you won't pray about being sold. Surely you won't pray about Egypt. At best, after you had that kind of dream, that brothers were bound down to you. At best, you will pray that God will give you a kind of a career that will make you shine, right? When I hear that word shine, sometimes it bugs me. Is that a lamp or a lantern? Shine, you know. So what will he pray about? Can I ask you something? What will he pray about? Okay, what's your age now? What's your age? I'm not asking you. In your mind. 20, 19, 25. Can you add 10 more years to it? Go ahead. Can you see yourself? 10 years. What's the figure in your mind? Add it to it. Okay, 10. That's from now. 20 what? 33, right? Now stop. Don't think I'm going to get old. This morning, I came to first service, and I gave them something for first service. They are all old. Hello? And you know what I gave them this morning? Is somebody there? Do you still have that thing I gave them this morning for service? Do you have it? You don't have it. Do you remember it? You don't. This is what I said. Live your life and forget your age. Hello? Live your life and forget your age. So I gave them that. Tell somebody beside you, your life is too small in your eyes. I'll give an example. Like I talk about relationship. You come to church, you look at somebody, it's nice. Oh, he looks beautiful. He looks beautiful. If you are not careful, you circumscribe that life around her body look. Or you look at a guy who drove a car in. Wow, that guy has a car. You circumscribe his whole life around that car. But 10 years' time, what will your life be like? You want to try? You got a kind of a thing to look ahead? In the coming, by the beginning of December, I'll discuss with you what I call, to be the whole church, pillars for next year and beyond. Look at these pillars holding this building. This building was finished, Tony, can you remember? 2014, 2016. Okay, we got dedicated 2016. This building, 2016. That's how many years ago? Tell me now. Seven years ago. Look at these pillars. They are carrying a lot of things over here. These pillars don't work by their age. They work on. We have had chairs, we have to change. But those pillars, if you change them, run out. Now, you can either build your life like this chair, you move around, or you can build your life pillar-like like this. So you have to do some pillars now that make you last longer than just 20, 25, 30, 35, 30, 40. You know why I'm telling you this? Because time is against you. You are growing older every day. You are joining the old school every day. Am I right? Okay, let's go. Look at this. So he was born in pain. Let's look at next verse. Go. Look at next verse. Can you look up, everybody? He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel. What did he pray? Oh, that you will what? Hey, lady, can you look up? Lady, can you look up? Oh, that you bless me. And what? Okay, can you help us type out again? Large life, and expand your territory. Beautiful. Expand your territory. See, this guy, when he was saying, God bless me, he now remember that, oh, Lord, if you bless me, where will I pack it? What will I do with it? I bet everybody here want to be a millionaire. No, that's even smaller for naira now. It'll be better for dollars. But what are you going to do with it? So, large life and expand your territory. Last week, I started talking about prayer. Remember? We started our prayer last time. And we talked about asking, seeking, and knocking. How many of you remember that? One of your major problems is that, human problem is that, if I ask you to about prayer, you pray about money, you pray about exam, what else do you pray about? Answer me now. Okay. What did you pray for in the last 4 weeks? Let me hear. Pray for the last 4 weeks. God, I want to sleep. Let me wake up tomorrow morning. Lord, I'm going to church. Keep me safe. What else do you pray? Lord, my mom is giving me trouble. Tell her to shut up. Lord, I hope that you are including visa for my Canada trip. What else do you pray about? Answer me now. By the way, if your heart inside your body go to pray, what's going to pray for? Okay, put your hands over here. Put your hands over here. If your heart happened to pray, what will you pray for? Oh God, let me get out of this body. What else will you pray for? Huh? Health. Why should you pray for your health? Why should you pray for health? You are the one who needs the help. No, he doesn't want to live long. He doesn't want to pump blood. I start of pumping every day. He doesn't go on holiday. So, his prayer point, Lord, give me a holiday from this man. All right. Let's talk about enlarging your prayer life. Let's go to Matthew 6. Beautiful. What do I pray, Pastor? What do I pray? How do I pray? What do I pray? What do I pray? What do I pray? And Nigerian church has made it difficult for you because your parents had grown up in an atmosphere of problems. So usually prayer is about problem. Are you hearing me? You have a problem. So we call church. What do we call church? Solution center, right? You have a problem, you go to church. Something troubling, you go to church. But you see, listen to me. I had that problem as a young person. I told myself, if church only undo problems, what a bad way of looking at my life. My life, I told you before, my life is not a problem to be solved. If life is just a problem to be solved, why mess with life? Life should be a possibility. You know, I'm not having this service for you. I'm having this service for your future. Are you hearing me? I'm not having this service for you. We call it youth and singles. This service is futuristic. I dare not come over here and just play with your life and throw the dice around and think, because, listen, I don't know when we are going to meet again. I don't know what will happen to your life. So I better give you something definite, important, and basic that you can take like a passport through life. I don't want to play game. If I want to play game, I tell you to come around, do all kind of, you know, all kind of matters and make noise and make you do contest, beauty contest. What else will you do? Red carpets, huh? Do all that kind of thing in church. You will love it, but it's taking you nowhere. It's just only excitement for the moment. But how about you're going to live here one day? Same thing, you go to school. They can't just play with you in school. They have to give something. If you're studying accountancy, it's something that can take to your future. And I don't want to take problems to my future. So my prayer must be more than just solving problems. Like, if you're going to get married, you don't find anybody, go to church. After you get to church, you get married, you don't have children, go to church. When you have children, they're troubling you, go to church. You don't get a job, go to church. Okay, you want to travel abroad, go to church. When you want to die too, bring you to church. When you die, we bury you in church. So, let's talk about Matthew 7. Let's go, Matthew 7. Let's go. Oh, no, Matthew 6, we are reading. Verse 9. Take a look. Verse 9. Okay, let's start from verse 7 to make it clearer. Because some folks are not aligned. When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they'll be heard for their many words. Now, if you see a typical church today, they go to church like this. I have one near my house. Oh, Baba, 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 Baba. You see them park cars because maybe some, they have a second wife driver in their husband's house, or something happened, they want to travel, they couldn't get, they can find some kind of thing, they want to get someone to. Do you know that DHL, you will not believe this, one of the main exports in Nigeria is juju. See what I just said? I'm talking from DHL point of view. Today, go to DHL and you ask them, what are you exporting? We import everything, but we export juju. All kinds of calabash. You don't believe me? Go and ask at DHL. To China, to Europe, calabash, all kinds of juju, they pack it and ask them to pay all kinds of money. They may say, you're going to pay 250K, and they pay the money to export juju. We are great exporters of juju. Do you know why? I was in UK. I saw in the bus, advert, Babalawo advert. Babalawo advert in a bus in London. I saw it on the seat. So we have defined life, and so prayer is for us is problem. But can I say this to you? Sometimes those problems are allowed by God, not because He made them, but He allowed them because that's all your life is all about. So you have to be battling with something. But God wants you to write this one down. Possibility prayer. Possibility prayer. Okay, let's deal with that. So don't go and be repeating over your problems. Oh God, please, 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 oh God, please. Hey, look up here. Look up here. Let me give an example. When I say possibility prayers, can you look up everybody? Can you look up everybody? See, when I say possibility prayer, you have more than enough things you can ask from God. That means if God, you don't do this, you can do this one, and you can do this one, and you can do this one. Many of us are in life frustrated because we are just only on one thing. Oh, I want to get to Canada with visa. I need to. If you put all your life in one basket and you don't see possibilities. Now, let me give an example. See, if God wants to give you this fan, He has 10 billion ways of giving you this fan. He can get her to give you this fan. He can get you to give you this fan. He can get her to give you this fan. He can import this fan. He can create this fan. It's a God of possibilities. Wow. Clap your hands for Jehovah. But He doesn't want you to come to Him and think that fan or nothing. He can give you an AC. Bam. I know what you are looking at me. You know, some of you are looking at me as, what's wrong with this pastor? Do you know why? Your life is too small. Your life is too small. In your own eyes. I need to expand this first. I want you to sell. You see, I'm 61. I'm 61 now. But you know what? I've never been as happy as I've ever been. I'm seeing life with possibilities. I'm seeing things that, for instance, I took this last week as study leave. Study leave, not go anywhere. And you're not 30 yet, you're tired. Close here. You are retiring at 25. And nothing. No. Hey, I grew up in a polygamous house too. Things are getting really better for me. I don't mean things in the sense of what am I going to eat and drink. Possibilities ahead of you. Say this with me. My life is not a problem. My life is not a problem. It's a possibility. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, do you hear me? My life is not a problem. My life is what? Of course, I'm going to face troubles. So that I can expand my possibilities. Praise God, somebody. Some of you, you're not yet here. You're still wondering, if one need prayer, if one need prayer. He says, don't repeat when you pray. Look at next verse. Why? He says, therefore, don't be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. James, thank you. You are welcome back. What do you think God knows about your need? Stand up. What do you think God will give you now? A nice house, kids, live good, decent job. God knows that about you. Is that all? Is that all? So, you came to this life like everybody else. Have you ever read Genesis 5 before? You know what? He said, and he came, he begat sons and daughters, and he died. The next person, he came, begat sons and daughters, and he died. That's all their story. And he came, begat sons and daughters, and he died. And he came, and he begat sons and daughters. One guy called Enoch just said, I'm not begat, and died. You know what he did? He just determined to project beyond that. Guess what happened to him? At 365, he walked with God and disappeared. And his son, he left one son behind and some other sons. That son lived the longest. In fact, that son died the year the flood came. So, what are you here for? Begat, sons, daughters, die. Pastor, what that one got to do with prayer? Sit down. Can you pray this prayer? Can you put your hands on your head and say, Father, enlarge, expand my territory. Help me to see beyond my life. Help me to see. Help me to hear bigger things about my life. In Jesus' name. Put your hands down. Now, let's go forward. So what do you pray about? Okay, we saw that one last week. If you're going to get this kind of expanded life territory, you're going to have to pray more than just get a job, get children, leave, and die. I have this strong conviction, not just to come here and teach you how to pray for God to give you things, but there are things that are more than things of life. So let's look at them. We are in verse what now? Verse 9. Let's go to verse 9. We saw that last week. Let's go. In this manner, therefore, pray. Christ is telling us how to pray now. How to pray. In this manner, therefore, pray. If Jesus knew how to pray, and what did he give us to pray? Look at it. Let's go. Can I have a voice, everybody? Let's sit together. Let's go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Next verse. Let's keep on reading. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Next verse. Give us this day our daily bread. Next verse. Forgive us our debt. Forgive our debtors. Next verse. Deliver us from the evil one. For yours is what? The kingdom and the power. There are seven agendas for your life in that verse. But alas, alas, many of us, our prayer life, what we pray for, Satan, give us this day our daily bread. Everything about our life is just our daily bread, provision, career, live good, have family, job. That's just give us this day our daily bread. Wow. Can you imagine? And that's number four. And can I surprise you? There is how many? Seven. Let's go. The first one, let's go. What, go back to verse 9. Let's look at this 7-point agenda in the prayer. And this will shock you. First one, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Second part, let's go next one, is your kingdom come. Third one, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Right? Three. Now, fourth one, give us Do you know what? They never mentioned us until the fourth one. It was your name, your kingdom, your will. Right? 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 Then he said, give us this day, what? Our daily bread. That's number four. Number five, next verse. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. That's what, number five. Number six. Don't lead us to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Number seven. For yours is what? The kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Now, can you look up here, everybody? Now, if you look at six, if you look at seven, number four stands between three. Am I right? One, two, three, five, six, seven. Right? It's like a fulcrum. It's like a bridge between these three over here and three over here. Now, what is a bridge for? That's my logo. I have a personal logo of my life. I'm a bridge. I convey people from here to there. Whoever met me in life, they should get, when they leave my life, it's passed somewhere. Now, wait. So we have three on this side. We have three on this side. Let's go now. What's the first three here? Give it to me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Second, your kingdom come. Third, your will be done. So give us this day our daily bread. Next one, forgive us our debt. Forgive our debtors. Third one, what's that? Evil temptation. Last one, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So here we are. If all you pray for is about career and money, it's all about a bridge. And who is going from here to there? Just imagine you build a bridge nowhere. Nobody's crossing it. What will you call that? I must have some of that in town. I bet those bridges in town. It's not here. It's in some other places. Oh, there's one now. Are they using all the bridges in Abeokuta? They don't. I think, yeah. I saw one at the way to... Where's that one now? I want to remember my letter. Just see the bridge like that, hanging. So tell yourself, my material provision is number four. Say that with me. My material provision is what? Kenny, I know you don't want to believe that. You mean it's number four? My business. Ah! Where I get money from? It's number four. Number four. Wow. Are we here? Are we here? That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. Now wait. Do you think I'm going to be doing all I am doing here if all I want is my daily provision? Let's go a step further. Do you think Dangote is doing all he's doing now because he wants to eat? David, will you try? Do you think he just wants to eat? He has enough money to eat three lifetimes. Oh, come on. Are you thinking? Are you here? So if it's all about what to eat and how to go and how to make, that's just number four. Let's go now. The first three big things you must pray about your life. Number one, God's name. Number two, God's kingdom. Number three, God's will. That sounds strange to everybody here. What's that say? What's the first, when you come to prayer, what's the first big three? God, your name, your kingdom, your will. No, not about you. Something bigger, something larger. I dare say, now, what I'm telling you today, you'll come in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time, to regret that you didn't use it, or to be happy that you use it. Your name. Your name. Your name. Do you know why God wants to? Let me show you. Let me show you this. Everybody listen to this. Everybody listen to this. This happened to me years ago. My dad, I was born in Ivory Coast. Where was I born? So I'm a two city. I'm a two double citizens. I'm a Nigerian, I'm an Ivorian. But I don't use that. I'm a Nigerian. If you get too hard over here, I just move to Ivory Coast. I was born in Ivory Coast, and when I was about to start university, I went to go and see my dad. And we went out together. That day we were going out. And I told you, I saw this nice rubber jacket. Rubber jackets. I love crazy clothes all my life. I don't wear people, what people wear normal. I have a brother, only two or three. You know? So I saw this rubber jacket that looked like all this artist jacket, you know? So my father and I were walking on the road, and I said, I just started looking. I didn't say anything because polygamous house, where will you get money to? Even they have not bought you the basic things. How much will they buy you? Excess things, man. So I just started looking at the guy. We were working together. My dad said, hey, you like the jacket? Yeah. You know what? He said, I would like to buy it for you. Now listen. I would like you to wear it in the village so they know you are Omamosu. Do you hear that? So the jacket is beyond my liking now. The jacket is becoming somebody's reputation. Wait, why should God get Israel to the Red Sea? It could have gone any other way. And he said, let's go to Red Sea. I'm going to get Pharaoh after you. What a crazy experimentation. Lord, just bring a jet. Let's fly out of this place. He said, no, I'm setting this up. It's a big game. So they were coming out, and they got to Red Sea, and they looked, and they looked behind them, and the guy was coming with all his chariot, finest horses in the land. And they said, God, are you trying to kill us? Don't you have, we have enough grain for us in Egypt. God says, shut up. I'm trying to promote my reputation. Clap your hands for Jehovah God. Whoa. I want to showcase you as the best I got in the land. Look at your life. It's too small in your own hand. So you're not happy. You want to project yourself. You want to show yourself. Who are you? 6 foot under. Very soon. 100 years time. You're out of this place. You hear me? Whew. Hannah, we're talking of second service. Hannah didn't have a child. She got married to a man that had another wife. And there was no child. And the second one was having children like factory and tormented her. And children became competition in the house. And then she started praying. Every time she goes to church, she feels bad because her husband will give the children money, give them money for offering. They are not going to give. So the husband will give her double money for herself. So one day, she got before God, fell on the ground and said, God, you know what? Let's make this fight no longer between me and Penana, my rival. Can you give me a child, a boy, that I'm going to give to you that all his lifetime will be about your reputation? God said, come on! Let's start the game. And God gave her only one son, Samuel. Gave her more later. And that boy was given over to God. That's the man that ordained David. That changed. He has two books in the Bible, Book of Samuel. Penina had children. They never mentioned their name. So, what about your job? Can I ask you a question? Pastor, I want to go and work in several. You are fine. About you, I'll be comfortable. What about God's reputation? It's about me. You die and bury you and you are gone. You're just one of the number and 8 billion. But when God set his name on you, you are different. Do you know why? When I come over here every Sunday, you know why I treat you with respect? You know why I treat you with respect? Every one of you, I respect you. Every one of you, I don't want to play with your life. Every one of you, I'm afraid. Jesus said, look at these children. Anybody who make them offend, you're going to put on his neck and sink him in the ocean. You know why? Because God's name is on your life. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? God's name is on your life. So number one, your name be respected. Your name be hallowed. God wants to do things in your life that will shock people and say, God is great. Allahu Akbar. Hear me? Now, you don't see that. I know you're thinking, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Let me get a job. Let me just get a job. I told you about one guy. The guy was a mechanic. I told you about before. Mechanic. R.G. Letono. He was a mechanic. When they came to church, they were giving offering for missionaries. He didn't have much. He said, God, you know what? Make me rich, and I will make you rich. He said, Lord, I'm asking you to make me rich so I can spread your reputation with the money. I want to make you rich. Do you know yesterday? Oh boy, there's so much to say. I don't have the time. Just yesterday, I read about a woman. She went to buy something in the shopping mall. Are you listening? It brought me to tears. She was on the line, and there was a man at the front of the line before her. And the man was buying things, and then he brought out his card, and the card was declined. The man was there with his two children, a boy and a girl, in their 10 years. And then he brought out the card again. It's just declined. So the man said, please start removing the goods, right? So that you come to the amount of money I can pay. Are you listening? Are you listening? And then they kept on removing. They put the card, decline. They kept on removing. She was more just blocking the line. And everybody was at behind. They were feeling funny. And the children were feeling embarrassed. And this woman that was writing this article was right behind the man. And something nudged her. Pay for it. Pay for it. He said, Lord, I don't know. I don't want. I said, it's a single dad. Pray for it. Pay for it. So she just said, hey, put it back. The man looked back. He said, who? He said, yeah. Counter guy. Girl, put everything back in there. I'll pay along with my own. The man just backed off and started crying. Finished paying. They walked outside. The man was waiting for her. It's a woman that was, I'm talking about, that wrote that story. The man just hugged that woman and he said, I don't have anything anymore. I'm a single dad. I'm struggling. The kids came around her, shook her hand, and left. You know what happened? 3 weeks later, she was in church, sitting down like that, on a pew. She looked across, and guess what? The man and the children. She nearly entered the ground. God is broke. God is sad. God is bereaved. And somebody must rescue his reputation. You know, that guy who is lonely, God must rescue his reputation. That guy who is forsaken, God must rescue his reputation. When I had a story years ago, a woman prayed for food for her children, for herself. She never got the food. She died. She got to heaven. Jesus, I pray for my daily bread. Jesus said, I sent the food. They didn't bring it. Did you hear me? I sent the food. They didn't bring it. They were busy about their own reputation. What's the name of God here? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let me round up on that. Go to Matthew 5, 16. Oh, gracious goodness. Verse 14, let's start from verse 14. Verse 14, Matthew 5. You are the light of the world. Who are you? Light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let's keep reading. Next verse. They don't light a lamp, put it under a basket. See all this light over there. We don't go and cover it. When we put it over there, it gives light to all those who are in the house. Look at next verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see what? And can I ask you a question? Who is going to glorify God for your life? Who are you going to be God's name to? That's the first part of prayer. It's not about my food, my classes. See, you can go to classes. There are millions of people God is giving jobs to, and their lives are irrelevant. There are millions that God is giving marriages to. Their lives are irrelevant. They pass into oblivion. So Jesus said, when you want to pray, your greatest need is not your career. Your greatest need is to hook yourself into God's name. Are you hearing me? That means discover my name first. My name, provider. My name, protector. My name, the seed of your life. My name, your shepherd. My name. So discover my name. Come and pray by my name. I want to make my... Oh boy. You know why David killed Goliath? Who can tell me? Not because he had chest, six packs. You know why? He was fighting for God's reputation. Let's go and see it. 1 Samuel 16 or 17. The name. That's the first point of prayer. How is your name with the name of God? Are you hearing me? Wait, what's your name? Gisululua. Am I right? What's your name? Gisululua. What does that mean? Don't worry. I'm just pointing my finger to somebody. That may be your name now. You don't know. When we are born, they give us all kinds of names. For instance, Adekunle. That's your name, right? So when you come to this life, Ile Olofe Kun Paradi. You hear me? Huh? That's your name. What's your name? Joy. What are you doing with sorrow? What's your name? Let's even leave your name. Your name has been hooked to the name of God. How many want to rise higher in life? Want to rise very high in life? Let's see the secret. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Look at it. Verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, what will I do? Look at this part. Second part. What do you say? Let me hear your voice. What do you say? I will set him where? On high, because he's very rich. He has a destiny. His star will shine. Forget about your star. Focus on the bright and morning star. What I'm giving you very early will help you. Let's go to 1 Samuel 17 about David. Whoa. Let's start rounding up. This is heavy today. What are you going to do with God's name? That's your first prayer point. Lord, what will happen to your name through me? When the poor call upon you, when those who are in trouble call upon you, how will you respond? Will you use my life? 1 Samuel 17. You know, Goliath has been coming out to attack everybody, to fight everybody, and nobody was facing him. until David came. And David didn't come to fight. He came to give his brothers food. Huh? Are you hearing me, somebody here? Let's go and see it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at verse 12. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, who had 8 sons. Man was old, advanced in years, in the days of Saul. Let's keep reading. The 3 older sons of Jesse had gone to follow Saul to the war, to the battle. Names of his 3 sons were, blah, 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 blah. Next verse. David was the youngest. 3 others followed Saul. They were at battle from. Let's keep reading. And David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. Next verse. And the Philistine drew near, presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. Next verse. Next verse. This is all the story, but next verse. Next verse. So David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, took the things. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion, Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up. So David had them. Next verse. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him. Why what? Why what? Next verse. So the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. Sabida, the man who kissed him, the king will rent it, blah, blah, blah. Next verse. Please look up. Can you read this verse with me, everybody? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of the living God? Let's keep reading. So he answered like that. So he was more pressed about the living God. See, he saw the crowd, they were fighting, but he didn't see just the army of Israel and army of Philistines, like Hamas and Israel. What he saw was the army of the living God. The name of God here, right? I know I'm speaking strange today. Now, you now understand this. If you ask anything in my name. What is it? If you ask anything in my name. What's the meaning of that? Uruko Jesu, Uruko Jesu, Uruko Jesu, Uruko Jesu, 21 times. Uruko Jesu, 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 Uruko Jesu. Say 7 times. Uruko Jesu, Uruko Jesu. No! I will set him on high because see, when you come to God, oh boy, forgive me today, I'm causing confusion in your head. Rebecca, why should God give you plenty money? He will give you in his name, not in your name. Pastor, forget it. Elon Musk has money, but not in his name. In his own name. And what's he doing with it? So number one, prayer request. Lord, I want to know your name. And I want to carry your name. My name is Joshua. My Christian name is Joshua. And I discovered Joshua in the Bible. He carries God's name. He carried God's name. Now, whatever your name is, don't worry about that. But what's the name of the Lord? In fact, can I surprise you? Let's go to 3 verse 17, Colossians. Let's go to 3 verse 17, Colossians. This will be heavy. 3 verse 17, Colossians. Yeah, can you look up, everybody? Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all. Pastor, should I smoke? Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Take that Benson and Edges sinus, he said, in Jesus' name, it will hang in your hand there. Pastor, why shouldn't I do internet fraud? Okay, open your laptop, connect, and then say, in Jesus' name, I'll steal your money now. You see, it's making all the difference now. Pastor, what should I pray for? Just ask yourself this question. Is it covered by the name? Don't tell me, Pastor, I want first class. Why? Why? So that I can go abroad. Why? So that I can live abroad. Why? So that I can die abroad. Why? So they can bring Nigeria, come bury me in Nigeria. Why should they even bury you? I was very ambitious before. I was very, very ambitious. My God, I wish you met me those days. When I was secondary school, after my result, the person next to me, there was about 12 grades between us. My kind of ambition and competition, I don't want to see you behind me. You know, I don't want to look back and say, number two, if I'm running a race, I will have finished, sit down when you show up. That's where my life is. I was very ambitious. I would read O level, A level, higher level when they are doing O level. So when I enter like that, and I was going somewhere with my life, I will do something, man, I'm going to prove my point. But one day I just saw that. So what? My secondary school, when we finished, they started calling us for prize. I got prizes, plenty. And I stepped out and I asked myself, so what? So what? They call it, when you get older, it's called midlife crisis. Have you heard before? Have you heard midlife crisis before? It happens to the poor and the rich. When they are rich, they will say, what's my life all about now? And when they are poor, they will say, why is my life so miserable like this now? Whatever you do, so can we just stand up on your feet before we stop? Can you lift up your two hands like this and say, Lord, show me your name. I don't know you quite well, but show me who you are. Let my life be a reflection. Let my life, I want to be a reflection. I don't just want to be the light anymore. I want to be the light in your light. Can I get choir or whoever to come and sing? Lord, I give you my soul. You know the song? You know the song? You have to belong to somebody whose name is on you. Yes, Lord.
Give you my soul.
I live for you.
I live for you.
Can you lift your hands very well? Enola Kosoko. What's her name? Enola. But which one? That's Enola too. I said, Enola Kosoko. Her mom is in church. She knows that she's in church now. Now, by 5 o'clock, if they don't see her, if it's me, I won't bother. You won't bother. But because she carried that name, Kosoko, that belonged to Mrs. Kosoko, she will start looking for her and calling her number. You call her Eniola, but she has an attachment with a name, Kosoko. We start looking for her. She's not just a wandering atom. She belongs somewhere. But one day she will drop the name. That's title. Now listen to me. When you belong to God, God will take care of you anywhere. He'll watch over you anywhere. Nothing. They can conspire everything against you. He'll come for his baby. Praise God. Come and clap your hands for Jesus. Thank you. You can sit down. See, stop. You are at a stage in your life. Sit down. Sit down. You are at a stage in your life where your parents are detaching from you and are letting you go. You can still come and visit them. You are becoming a man. For instance, now, all my kids are now my colleagues. To be uncle, they are all my colleagues. We talk now. Before, I would say, get up, get up, get up. Now, they are my colleagues. We chat, we talk, we bang on them. We say, what's happening over there? They are my colleagues. And they are getting detached from me. Before, every day they sleep in the house. They don't sleep anymore in the house now. I go to their room, I see the mementos and the pictures and all stuck on my phone. But who are you going to attach yourself to when you detach like that? Now, detaching. Pastor, I find one girl I'm going to attach to. The girl is also detached. So, number one, your prayer point is this. Lord, I want to connect with you. I want your name to be on me. So that when somebody wants to do you juju, oh boy, and they call your name, Trial! And when they call your name third time, Jehovah God will answer. Praise God, somebody. Woo! Somebody saying, just come to church and serve God. No, 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 no. You can be a servant and don't have his name. You know, there are house boy in your house. They don't carry your name. Am I right? So, number one, you take our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. See, maybe you are here, you are fatherless. Good news for you. Your heavenly Father is the name you can carry. How do I close this? God said to Abraham, I'm your God. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Let me show you something. God said to Isaac, I'm your father's God. Are you hearing me? God came to Jacob, I'm your father's father's and father's God. So who am I? I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when they ask Abraham, who are you? I'm Abraham of God. When I sign my name, I sign into it, S-O-G. That's not my initial, son of God. I belong to God now. I have to make that official declaration in my spirit that I'm bearing the name of God. Now, you can now see the reason why I behave the way I behave amidst you. I'm carrying God's reputation. My daughter, my first daughter, one day we were in our house over there, and she saw this woman. Didn't know her, greeted her very well. You know the next thing she asked for? Who are your parents? Hello, be here. My daughter said, my name is Ayotunde Amosun. She said, oh, Prophet Amosun. Oh, yeah. You know, lady came for her wedding. Whose name are you carrying? I know you have that beautiful name, whatever name your parents are, but are you carrying the reputation of God? You know, my heart desire for you is that when I come into your life, God comes into your life. When you go to a workplace, are you carrying the name of God? You're going to walk one day. You're going to spend the rest of your life walking somewhere. And then when you finish walking there, what would they give you? TV or fridge or microwave? Huh? But you're going to interact with life there. You're going to meet people. You know, Joseph was working in a place as a servant. The Bible said the boss saw that the blessing of God was with Joseph. Why? He was carrying the name of God.
Pastor, are you asking me to be born again?
Don't talk like that. No. You know, just born again, Abby. Just born again. No, it's more than that. It's associating yourself with the Almighty God. Are you here? That makes some sense today. Start putting God's name after your surname. That's your first prayer point. And when you are sick, you're about to die, remember, his name is Jehovah Rapha, the healer. He will heal me. That's his name. And there's no job. Things are difficult. I know his name is what? Jehovah Jireh. He will supply all my need. Even without a job, he will feed me. My father feeds all the birds of the air. Am I right? Is he their father or my father? And can I close like this? The greatest name of God. Who want to know? Father. What's God's greatest name? I'm hearing your voice. Come, Yomi. Now, Yomi is here. All of us know him. The daughter comes to see me once in a while, my friend. Now, see, Yomi with all his stuff doesn't go home with me. Yomi is strong. People can be afraid of him. But the daughter, never. With all his might, you pick that girl up, they kiss, and they go home together. Now, just imagine, is God bigger than this? Answer me. Is God bigger than this? Don't even compare. He's the creator of the muscles. And he said, I'm your dad. So, your earthly brother, they can sell you. They can kick you. They can lie that you are dead, but he will watch over you. He will take you to Egypt. He will clear your life. He will take you somewhere else. But pastor, God's not there for me. Stop telling lies. Before you were born, he was there in your mother's womb, counting the number of cells in your body. Come on, clap your hands for Jehovah. I'm making some sense this morning. So your first prayer is not, God, give me a house, give me a career, give me your me. My first prayer is, God, give me yourself. Let me know your name. Help me. Let me not live my life just on my own terms. Let me live my life banking on you. Is that all right? Is that all right? Now, can I close? I'll stop right now. Pastor, why should I talk about the name of God? Because your prayer points are not enough. What do I say? You hear me? Your prayer point's not enough. Now you're praying for a job. Father, give me a job, give me a job. Now you not get this job. And this crazy guy waiting for you there. Huh? You ask for a job, you got a job now. This guy crazy. You need more than job. You need somebody who can go with you there. Some people, you know, all they are praying for is get me a husband, get me a wife. Now you not get a wife now, you know that it's a wife, man. It's just a wife, man. And then you're going to have to start paying bills, man. Who will help you then? You need more than a wife. You need a God. And his name, I'm with you always to the end of the world. Let's close with this, Psalm 46. The name. The name. The name. Wherever you go, wherever you find yourself, put that name first. God, I'm going to US in your name. I'm going to Canada in your name. David said to Goliath, I'm coming against you. You carry sword and spears. You carry all these ammunitions. But I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord. And all he did carry was what? A slingshot. And 5 stones. And there were too many. Only one killed him. You You know, sometimes you think you need this, you need that. I need this to have this. God said, shut up. Just need me. I told them a story. Sometimes you go in church, Psalm 46, are we there? Verse 1. There was this guy who had only one son before he died. When he died, he wrote a will. Let my son take only one thing and my chief servant take everything else. The boy was crying. He went for advice. The day of the will property distribution, the boy came out and said, I want to thank my dad. I want to appreciate my father for what he has done for me. He said, I choose only one thing and the rest for the chief servant. Therefore, I choose the chief servant. Did you get a joke? Huh? You can pick the house, you can pick the building, but when you pick the chief servant, you pick everything because it's your servant. The same way, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it and they are safe. So take that name above your name. And ask yourself, what can I do in his name? Jesus said, if you give somebody a cup of cold water in my name, you will not lose the reward. Did you get that? God is what? I'm not hearing your voice. God is what? And a very present. There are three names of God in that verse. So what will be our response? Next verse. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Why? Why? It's our refuge. Verse 1 again. It's our strength and what? Very present help. You got it made. You can go to VI then. You can go to Ireland then. You can go to Sri Lanka then. You can go to Australia then. God is very present in time of trouble. And it's our refuge. You know what we call a refugee camp? How many of you have been to a refugee camp before? Refugee camp. Nigerians don't go to a refugee. I was in a refugee camp before. I was born in Ivory Coast and they attack Nigerians in Ivory Coast. So we ran to this refugee camp to go and hide there. And we get up every day for food. We land up. I was very small then. What's a refugee camp? It's where when you are tired, you can't take care of your life, you run there. And when you are in that refugee camp, it will give you enough strength to come out again. Are you hearing me? When you are in the refugee, it will give you strength and you come out and beat that enemy again. Is that right? And then when you are beating the enemy and fighting the stuff, it will be your very present help. Clap your hands for Jehovah. Amen. That's just name. In one verse, three names. So your prayer number one, God, show me your name. Show me your name. Reveal your name to me. And I want to respect your name. Is that all right? Is that all right? Is that all right? The day I know Christ as a husband, it changed everything in our house. I know Christ's name is the bride, groom. And God asked me, how did I treat my bride? I said, Lord, don't ask me that kind of question. That's you, not me. So you are bearing my name. And now, knowing that, I don't want to do anything wrong for my wife because I'm bearing the name of Christ. Are we okay? Are we okay? Pray one more time. Lord, show me your name. Show me the greatness of your name that I may spread your reputation everywhere I go. Show me your name. In this career I'm pursuing, show me your name. In this family I'm about to start, show me your name. In my fear, show me your name. And thank you for doing so. Thank you for doing so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, he said to the widows, I'm the father of the fatherless and a defender of the widows. Whoa. Praise God, somebody. Let's take some questions and then we close. So, start praying about the name. That's your first prayer point. I don't know where we're going to finish this. Next one is what? Your kingdom come. Your government come. We can't do that today. Our time is gone. Let's ask questions and then we round up. Tell your neighbor,